Now for the perspective from ICE. Raymond Simonsi is the field director for detentions and removal in Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte is another of the five cities participating in the three-week pilot. And Mr. Simonsi, what do you say to Josh Hoyt, who just said that this is basically just a PR stunt that's next to worthless?
You know, I'd say that when we've made apprehensions in the past as part of the fugitive program, some individuals we encounter advise us that, you know, had they known that we were looking for them, they would have turned themselves in. We have attorneys that will tell us the same things. You know, this offers individuals who have been ordered from removed from the United States who have failed to actually leave after receiving an order of removal or deportation to go ahead and turn themselves in so that our fugitive teams don't have to go to their homes. You know, there's a human aspect here.
So you want to keep the families together is what you're trying to say.
We'd like to avoid having to arrest a parent in front of their children if at all possible. If someone's been ordered removed from the United States and they've failed to leave the country in violation of the law, then there certainly should be an expectation that law enforcement may enforce that order at some point in time. This provides them an opportunity to surrender themselves, to cooperate with immigration in the process of scheduling their removal so that they don't have to spend time in a detention facility for a month or two, depending on the individual case and the nationality of the individual involved, while we obtain a travel document. They can work with us from their homes to obtain the travel documents, to work on the flight reservations, so they can leave at a time of their convenience, so they can close out their bank accounts and do other things that they may not necessarily have an opportunity to do if we arrest them in their residence and then have to detain them because they've proven themselves to be a flight risk.
Raymond Simonsi is field director for detentions and removal in Charlotte, North Carolina. Raymond Simonsi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.